Newborn babies are given hearing tests shortly after they're born. It's important to establish they can hear properly to develop language skills, but it's tricky to do. Babies can't tell doctors what they're hearing, so it's challenging to figure out how extensive hearing loss is in young children. But now it looks like researchers at the University of Oregon may have found a solution to the problem using owls. Reporter Jess Burns with Oregon Public Radio has more.
Our story starts about 20 years ago at the University of Oregon. Neuroscientist Avinash Bala was trying to measure how well barn owls hear as a way to better understand how human brains process sound.
We had the owl in a quiet room. We had a video camera, like a security camera, watching the owl.
While they were setting up the experiment, going in and out of the owl's room, the odd door would slam down the hall. Bala would drop something on a desk.
And I realized that every time something unexpected happened, the owl's eyes seemed to get brighter.
They showed brighter on the video because the owl's eyes were dilating in response to the new sound, reflecting more light back to the camera, like a cat in headlights. The experiment Bala was actually there to do wasn't working, says Institute of Neuroscience co-director Terry Takahashi.
Avinash was extremely frustrated when he came up and said, "Hey, this doesn't work. The only thing that happens when I play a sound is that the pupil dilates." And then all of a sudden, we all stop and go, wait a minute.
They recognized this involuntary pupil response could be used to measure hearing in owls. And pretty soon thereafter, Bala figured out that humans have the same involuntary response to new sounds.
What I realized was that we could also use this in people who are unable to respond for one reason or another. And the biggest such group of people is infants, because babies can't tell us what they're thinking.
There are hearing tests for young children out there in use. One measures the physical reaction of the inner ear to sound. One looks at the brain waves of sleeping infants exposed to different noises. Still another uses a little training and a sound like this to prompt a baby to look a certain direction when they hear a sound. But they all have different limitations, says OHSU audiologist Christy Knight.
One of the things that we really struggle with young children is knowing, can they recognize the difference between sounds like else versus elf, for example. Our regular hearing tests don't tell us that.
Knight is working with Bala to test a new pupil response hearing test.
This would give us another tool. Let's say a child is wearing a hearing device. Are their hearing aids allowing them to discriminate the differences in speech sounds that are important for language development?
Yeah. Hang on a sec. Let's do it again.
At the Baby Hearing Lab in Eugene, Bala asks grad student Jared Acosta King to help demonstrate the new test.
Okay, so now can you see the circle?
Yeah.
Acosta King sits in front of the camera setup. Blue acoustic foam lines the walls of the sound booth. Bala shuts the door and starts the test from the next room over. Acosta King's eye is blown up uncomfortably large on the monitor. The ba sound with a B plays every few seconds.
The eighth trial is coming up. The tenth one will be a different sound, and we should pay attention to that because I'm expecting it'll be a really big dilation. So that's eight. This is nine. The next one will be a pa.
That's pa with a P.
Pa.
There we go.
Holy cow.
Acosta King's pupil grows noticeably in size.
It is so reliable, and it is so predictable, and that is what makes it so eminently usable.
The version of the test designed for babies will keep their attention towards the camera with an animated video. A computer algorithm will be used to measure changes in pupil size as the different sounds are played. And if COVID-19 allows, Bala says he hopes to start testing the new baby hearing test at Doerenbecher Children's Hospital in Portland early next year. I'm Jess Burns, reporting.
Our story from Jess Burns comes to us courtesy of Oregon Public Broadcasting.